Welcome, everybody, to Rippin' Strips, the podcast where Corndog and L-Dog chill. I'm L-Dog.
I'm the Corndog, and I'm ready to chill.
Oh, yeah, get strapped in.
Get strapped into the chillivator, because we're going on a chilly ride.
Ooh, burr. Ooh. All right, first, I have an order of business.
Okay, last, so do I.
Last week, we talked about the Mount Rushmore of stand-up comedians. I was put on the spot, but I have a good list now.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I don't think my list was very good. It was like a personal taste list. Kevin James shouldn't be on the Mount Rushmore.
I think personal taste list is what I'm asking, but okay.
George Carlin. Yeah, of course. Patrice O'Neill.
Wow.
Norm, of course. Joan Rivers, duh, of course. I'm thinking, at least in my opinion. And Dave Attell, duh.
Yeah.
Well, now you weren't as into that one, but yeah.
I love Dave Attell. No.
I know, but is he that status?
Well, that's five.
I say, yeah.
Aren't there only four on Mount Rushmore?
Oh, what did I do? I wrote like seven too. I wrote like honorable mentions. I was gonna say,
who are they?
I've got to mention Lucille Ball because most of these are men, and I would say Joan Rivers is actually probably my least favorite stand-up in that list. But in my opinion, also Lucille Ball is more talented and a bigger star and just a bigger presence than all of them. But she never did stand-up. So right. I've got to just kind of say, I just want to say, like, people say women aren't funny or women are definitely funny or whatever, or we've got, I don't know. I'm not going to put a woman in there who's not funny just to have a woman, but I will honorably mention Lucille Ball because she's amazing. She's the
best. You don't think Joan Rivers is funny?
No, I think she's extremely funny, but.
Compared to the others.
Yeah, maybe that's why I wrote five, because. Yeah, I think the others are funnier.
Let's make a separate...
She makes me laugh, like, every time I see her. But, like, Norm makes me, like...
Die.
Like, yeah, be able to catch my breath.
Let's make a second Mount Rushmore that's lower and to the side for women.
Oh, shit.
Lower below a glass ceiling and... so that we can look down on them and spit on them and piss on them, their heads.
Okay. The worst comedians or?
Yeah. Like I said, the female ones. no.
Heard disagree.
I know
you're kidding.
All right. Who's the funniest woman?
Well, that's why I said Lucille Ball.
She's the funniest woman. Yeah. I guess why she's on here. What? Joan Rivers?
Yeah.
Oh, because of I Love Lucy?
Yeah. But she also had the Lucille Ball show, and I don't know, she's always been funny, and she's consistent.
What about Carol Burnett?
She's a bigger
sexist
star.
Pig.
I never thought Carol Burnett was that funny. And for the record, I think, who played Rodana Dana Banana or whatever on SNL?
Dana Banana. Old school?
Oh, yeah. Gilda
bitch.
Radner.
Oh, yeah. Gilda
is
Radner.
So unfunny to me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to throw tokens at Joan Rivers or Lucille Ball. I'm saying they're up there. No.
Throw tokens. What do you think? They're
a time crisis
machine at a nickel arcade?
They're not tokens, but I did think about it, and I wanted to include women. And I'm not... I'm a man. Maybe I just think men are funnier personally, but anyway.
Well, it depends on the man. Depends on
I'm
the
making
women.
Making it worse for myself. I should have just listed four names.
There's a lot of funny women out there. Okay, I said it. There is today, and there were in the past. Yes, there's a lot. I laugh at women all the time.
Oh yeah, Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Pretty fun to laugh at. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that coconut tree line had me in stitches.
It's so weird what becomes a meme. Like, that is such a nothing weird quote.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know, and I love it. I love it. I wanted to bring something else up despite the fact that Logan doesn't find women funny.
No.
I'm glad we got that out in the open. But let's move on from that ugly part of our podcast. Sarah Silverman, Maria Bamford.
Maria's one. I was trying to think of the top stand-up women. Maria, sorry, everybody, overrated. Everyone I know in the comedy scene just thinks she's the most talented stand-up. I don't get it.
She's so funny. You're fucking wrong. Deb DiGiovanni, you know her. She's great. Steph Tolev, the Canadian, the Canucks.
Who is, what is, oh, I can't remember the last name of Robbie
Hoffman.
Dude, she fucking rocks. Robbie Hoffman's awesome.
They are very funny.
She's as funny as the top comedians. I just read an article that said her. So I think it's a her.
Yikes. Must have been a fucking sexist pig author.
No.
It could be. It probably is her. I know I've done shows with Robbie, but not close enough to know the pronouns.
I don't know definitively, but I gather that she, it seems like she doesn't care that much.
Let's just refer to Robbie as Robbie.
Okay.
Who cares? Very funny person.
I was going to say, she's as funny as any of these people. I would love to put her on the list, but she's just too new.
Okay. What's your favorite gender? Who's the funniest gender fluid person out there?
Her, but,
Bugs
Tran.
Bunny.
What's her name? Something Tran. An Asian transgender woman. She's fucking awesome. But she's really funny. Georgia Tran. I can't remember. Who's yours?
I said Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
When they dress up in a dress. Well, makes you laugh.
That's
not because they're dressed up in a dress, just but because they're also able to be funny in a dress.
Which is rare, as we've gone over.
Exactly. Anyway, I had something I needed to bring up. Now we got that ugly shit behind us. And that is this... I just have female comedian names popping up in my head who I think are funny, and there's just too many now. But we need
Robin Tran.
Great answer.
I'm going to insert that where I didn't know her name.
Great answer. Great answer. Great answer. There's a lot of funny, you know, whatever. Who cares? Shut up. There's a lot of funny people in the world, and it doesn't matter if there's what their sex is. Okay?
As long as
they're
Jewish.
I said it. As long as you're Jewish. Exactly. And my Mount Rushmore, I'm going to revise it real quick. Joe Rogan, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, I forgot about Joe Rogan.
Russell Brand. And... Brendan Schaub.
The four manliest stand-ups there ever were. Wow.
It's just, you know, it's personal opinion. But if you really break it down joke for joke, I think you have to agree. Anyway, now that we're moving on.
For the millionth time, yeah.
For the millionth time. And that has nothing to do with sex or identity or what they... It's just pound for pound. The people I agree with the most about everything. forget jokes for a second. Just the fiber of their being. What makes them tick? You know, their inside out emotions and core beliefs.
Well, you said, oh, Brendan Schaub. That's who the fourth one was.
Yeah. And I mean, it would have been Ben Shapiro, but he doesn't do stand up. So that made it tough.
Yeah, he's just a rapper.
He's just a rapper. So that made it tough. I couldn't pick him. There was a Owen Benjamin? No, there's an Owen. There's some other.
He's a voice guy. Oh, yeah. No, he's not. Owen Benjamin. He's insane.
Owen Benjamin.
He moved out to the sticks.
That's my fifth, because we all know there's five on Mount Rushmore.
He started a cult, I heard. Or...
I don't doubt it. I mean, well, I guess I'm practically a cult member because I love his comedy so much.
I guess
much.
Nothing ever came of that, but there was something brewing. Like, the cops were investigating him because he was having his fans come and live on his property.
Whoa, cool.
But that was the last thing I heard about it, so I guess nothing happened.
Yeah, Tim Pool, honorable mention. but he also doesn't do stand-up, but that's one pool I would like to take a long dip in. Anyway, moving on. We have to bring up something that came across the news a while ago. I meant to bring it up last week and I forgot. We've talked extensively on this show about you and how you used to, I don't think you any longer, drink Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And have you seen any of the news that has come out about J.D. Vance drinking Diet Mountain Dew?
Well, it's racist now, so that's why I stopped.
Right, good.
But he doesn't
good.
Give a shit.
Oh, good, yeah. So you know it was racist before, or were you unaware that you were being racist?
It wasn't originally racist, but it was co-opted by the Proud Boys. They all drink it now, and that's when J.D. Vance started drinking it. And I was like, get me out of here.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
Proud Boys started drinking it?
Yeah, it's like their signature drink. No, come on, Cornell.
That would have been crazy if their signature drink was a diet Mountain Dew, diet soda. They seem like they want full leaded, full sugar sodas.
With lead in it.
With lead in it. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it makes you so proud. Okay, well, that was the big thing I had to talk about. So.
Oh, sweet.
We got through that pretty quick.
All right, so last time we did a show, afterwards I showed you a paranormal show.
Oh, yes.
Called Reports of Paranormal Events, a.k.a. Rope.
Rope.
I was thinking we should comment on something. That's got to be the first thing we comment on, I think.
How do we do it? Do we watch it and comment along, or do we...
Yeah, and we can do it this episode, or we can kind of pump it up and maybe do it next time. And I could either edit a bunch of clips together when his wife comes on, or we can just watch it right now and then like I can, in camera, and then I can edit it. What do you think? Or should we do it at all? That's just my idea.
I think we should definitely do it. How long are the episodes? Like half an hour?
They're pretty long, but you saw the one where his wife wasn't there. It can get boring. But I think if we just go to his wife, their chemistry is so funny and awkward.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, I mean...
And I don't want to keep you here too long. I don't know if you have to go.
I do. But they're not... So they're basically, the guy talks like an unsolved mysteries type of guy, and he talks about a certain conspiracy, and his researcher, Amy, is also the love of his life and his fiance. And she comes on every episode to discuss her research.
Yes, and it's the cutest homemade TV show ever. But they clearly work hard. And
yeah.
Before we do it, I'm gonna do a little spiel about how we don't hate these guys and all this stuff. But
okay, yeah. Well, let's do that next time.
Yeah, let's do it next time. Okay, cool.
That is gonna be an exclusive Rip and Strips podcast. We're not gonna rip rope. We're going to help thread.
No, we can rip rope. I'll cut this out of this episode, but what I was going to do is we'll make fun of it as much as we want. But beforehand, I'm just going to be like, I forget their names, but I'll be like, Carl and Susie, we just want to let you know we're very fond of you, and any audience, don't mess with these people unless you give them positive comments. And with that being said, let's commence making fun of you. Yeah, and then we'll do it. Yeah. Just to like kind of make it.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever.
I think that's great. That'll be really exciting when we do that. You got to watch this show. It's so great. And then I think if we do a few of those, then we can get to the point where we are making super cuts of Amy, the researcher, making her appearances and how those go. Because this just, it It's really fun.
I've actually planned this already, sort of. So
oh, great.
I'll make that spiel. I'll show the first one that we watched originally, because I only watched that. I watched it another time after you left. But I stopped. Yeah. I'm trying not to ruin it for myself. I know I already have. But I think we'll watch that one as an intro. And then I was thinking I would cut together every time she comes on, and we could just watch that. And obviously we'll be pausing and laughing as we go. And yes. We can maybe repeat watch.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes. That sounds fantastic. And the guy's pretty small. It's like a pretty small. They don't have the big following or anything.
That's why I'm thinking it's perfect, because it's no one else has done it for that show.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of help their show, and maybe their show will help us if they shout us out or whatever. Not that I'm fishing for that, but it might happen.
Sure. I would love to appear on it and,
yeah,
and hopefully eventually get invited to their wedding.
It already happened.
Oh,
but that's part
alert.
Of the fun. I watched some of the clips, and that's part of the fun thing. Like, he's like, one more day and we're getting married. And then the day after, he's like, we had the time of our lives. And let me, I speak for both of us when I say thank you for tuning into our little business or whatever. I don't know.
Oh,
he's just,
man,
so like,
they're
sweet.
So fucking in love. It's insane.
Yeah, but so dorky.
Absolutely. And God bless them. I wish that's called finding someone who will match your freak. You know, when you are hosting, you find someone who's going to help you research and host your own YouTube show and spend the time and effort it takes to set up the green screen, make the fake background of something that you could easily just make reality. It's just right. Shelves with shit on the shelves, like a framed picture of him and Amy. It's adorable. They are very in love, and also they love these weird, what's rope stand for?
Reports of paranormal events.
Yes.
So it's less conspiracies than, maybe there's a cover up conspiracy, but
right.
It's more about ghosts and aliens and stuff.
Awesome. Can't wait. Can't wait to dive in.
And Snake People was the episode we saw.
Yes. Snake People is cool. Where does that come from? Is it just a dream?
I'd never heard of any snake people. And I don't even remember that episode. I just remember that one part.
Well, lizard people, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's one of those things that sent. There's a lot of conspiracies that I can buy pretty quick. Trump getting almost assassinated. That, I mean, I could easily buy that as a conspiracy. It's super fishy. But lizard people? Why? I don't know where that comes from.
Sure.
Because
sure,
there's
sure.
a glitch on a TV show where Hillary is like, just
right.
a glitch in the video. It's like, oh, see, her hologram went away. It's like,
yes.
There's holograms now?
Yes. I don't. Yes. Yeah, that's too deep. I guess at least the Trump assassination, which I don't think was fake, at least that's something that happened in real life. That is like a easy, like, it's an easy.
There's
switch.
A lot of, I mean, there was an open roof right above the president.
Yes.
And all the police there, like, yeah, I watched the hearings, and it was like the people there told the police about it 20 minutes before he got a shot off. And then the police there
right.
told the Secret Service, and like no one got on the roof. And then the Secret Service said, oh, the roof was too sloped. And it wasn't. Like, you can see video of people walking around up there. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I mean, it's probably, I lean toward, well, actually, I don't know what I think, but they're probably just inept. They probably just didn't
just
expect
incredibly inept.
Someone to try it. But
and I think this, you know, someone died.
But the ineptitude is wild.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So it does make you think, like, well, why did you?
But you know, if I'm guarding Trump and I'm in the Secret Service, I'm probably doing a half-ass job too. I'm probably fucking playing Candy Crush the whole time too. Who gives a shit?
That might be it. Yeah, but that's its own conspiracy. You know, I don't know. Not that the cops were playing on their phone, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's move on from this subject. Yeah. So I'm not, because I don't know. I like conspiracies because I like to speculate. I'm not one of these people who knows what's happening.
Right.
That I can't stand, because the fun of it is who knows.
Right.
Because no one knows. But.
Well, I think it's just a shock to me, as it was to all of us, that Biden is old now. Took me a while to figure out. I was a little slow on the uptake, but then I finally, after 4 years and one more debate, I think I've really pinned it down to the fact that that he's not young any longer. Yes, sure, maybe he was already seeming old in the 70s when he was in politics in America, you know, when he's trying to ban abortion then or whatever, or doing whatever dumb shit he was doing back then. Now it's interesting, but it's a fact that I've had to accept that in those 50 years, he's only gotten older. And now I understand that. And so I'm thankful that he heard me, that I all of a sudden was upset that once I learned that he was old, and he understood that, and he decided to gracefully bow out in the form of a letter, because if he spoke, he would have bumbled and mumbled and stuff. And there's a video of him in his first appearance out where he looked taller, so it was probably a fake Joe Biden. He's probably already had his he's not been getting his adrenochrome ever since he dropped out, and so his face probably melted off his body, and he probably is just a skeleton, so it would scare people, so they had to get an impersonator. But it's impossible to find someone to wear the realistic Biden mask, Mission Impossible style, if they're not it's impossible to find someone the exact same height as him to wear the mask. Best they could come up with on such short notice of only 4 or 5 days was someone who's like a foot taller than him. That was the closest they could get. And it fooled a lot of people, but it didn't fool me and Joe Rogan and all the guys on my Mount Rushmore. Actually, we all saw right through it. So, it's sad, but you know, I think, I am not going to vote for Kamala. I'm not going to vote for Trump. I am going to write in Joe Biden, because I do want him to actually run again, even though I've learned he's old.
Wow. Up until the end, I was going to say, I heartily disagree. Biden's the best he's ever been, and he's not old enough.
He's not old enough.
But you came around. You're going to vote for him anyway. So
I'm going to vote for him anyway. And, you know, in 2028, maybe Trump will have enough experience that I'll vote for him.
Right.
Well, enough real world experience. It takes about 82 years to get enough experience to run.
Something like that.
And now, you know, because everyone knows Kamala Harris is not black. She's Scottish, half Scottish, half Chinese. Yeah.
The Chinese.
Yeah.
Like as in the Chinese?
As in the Chinese, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yep. And the Scottish, right?
No!
Yeah, they're the two worst. Yeah, the Scots are taking over. And she's a Scottish Chinese immigrant who was born in Kenya.
Sorry, Chinese.
Who was born in Kenya and raised in the demilitarized zone in between North and South Korea.
And that's kind of cool. That might qualify you for peace talks in Korea.
That's true. That's true. And she's raising her. It does. You know what it does do, though? It does leave her like we still clown on Hillary for her, like, I got hot sauce in my purse appeals to get the black vote. And Kamala is like, to quote my friend Quavo from Migos, he does not walk it like he talks it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a quote from Kamala, legit.
Yeah, because she's cool.
It's just like, don't. Don't. Don't even try and be cool. Just be who you... I mean, maybe, you know, that's probably just who she is. But it just, it comes off as pandering. Even if she's not. Even if she's being genuine. I don't know. I assume a lot of people wrote that speech. It's just like she has the freaking...
I missed that specific speech.
But she, you know, she's just going to have a bunch of shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, stupid references. Yeah, I don't know why. It doesn't help her.
Pokemon Go to the polls. You know, that shit. Just like, shut the fuck up. And just do your thing. I don't know. Maybe that's just too...
Are you angry lately?
Maybe I am. I don't know. You know, maybe...
Because things seem to bother you more lately. Like when famous people say... because I was editing the last episode and I realized why I was arguing with you. It's not like I can't remember. I remember now. But I wasn't even arguing with your point. I was just like, why are you telling people to shut up and getting so mad? I think that's why I was like pushing back. Like, Dave Chappelle can say whatever he wants. I'm telling him to shut up or whoever it was.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's who I was telling to shut
up
last episode.
It was him, but it was also a second person.
Maybe that should be.
And then this is the third person you said. Oh, Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah. He should shut up. Maybe that's a new segment on our show. Who should shut the fuck up? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you just want to hear from Joe Rogan 24/7.
He's the only one who makes sense. He's the only one who's making any goddamn sense these days. No, I think it's got to be really hard to write a speech for Kamala. And I think they probably, you know, you already have Megan Thee Stallion doing shit for you. Let that happen. You know, you don't need to get up there and then go like, you know, I don't know, make some stupid asinine reference to something that's going on in pop culture to try and get you to win an election. That's not how it works.
Yeah, did Obama ever do that once? I can't think of anything. He liked and palled around with famous people, but he never like said a lyric.
Right.
Like a fucking weirdo.
right.
In the middle of a serious speech.
Right. I mean, that's what, you know, and Trump.
That's like Michael Scott type shit.
Right. Exactly. And it's not like Trump's not doing that shit. He's doing the same shit too. You know? It's just
Well, he just drones on and on.
Yeah, I know. It's just like goes on and on. Good point after great point after excellent point.
Right.
Truth, and then even more truth, and then an even more bigger truth.
And then Truth Social.
And then Truth Social. Anyway, vote for Biden 2024. And
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. Yes, yeah, so that he can pardon himself.
Oh yeah, his dad could pardon him.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Whatever. Would you if your kid was? Yeah, me too.
Well, especially now. I guess maybe right after the election. That's what I would go. Oops.
Right after Trump wins, which is what's going to happen.
Yes, exactly. Oops, actually, we're done here. Thank you.
I don't know what his crimes are.
Come home, son, and bring back the crack. I think his crime was buying a gun, even though he's been in jail. He's doing some stupid shit. You know, you got...
Yeah, but it's actually less... never mind. If I don't know, then I should stop talking.
Yeah, you should shut up.
Oh, no, I got Cornell's signature shut up.
Oh, I feel so much better now. I got that off my chest, telling you to shut up. That's been bugging me for weeks. Should I do Ripley's? Well, he takes notes so well. Isn't that sexy, ladies?
Okay. Yes.
All right, Ripley's Believe It or Not. There were I brought two again. But I'm only going to read one from one and then three from the other. Okay.
It's your segment, boys.
Okay. All right. All right, here we go. In 2024, Carrie Clark's pet cat Galena was safely returned home to Utah after accidentally traveling 500 miles to California in an Amazon return package.
What the hell? Was Garfield in that house? Was that Nermal?
I think so.
Well, I hope they got arrested for that. That's animal cruelty, man. That's crazy.
I think it was an accident. I think they probably had the box open. The cat jumped in. They taped it up.
I don't see how that's possible. You don't hear a meowing cat. You don't pick it up and you feel... you don't check it before you tape it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. You don't believe it.
I not believe.
Yeah. Could you realistically, if it was something really big and your cat was dead?
Or like jumped in the foam peanuts and fell asleep?
Yeah.
And that way you don't really
feel anything. It'd have to be a really good sleeper, though.
And then you have to pick it up like super slowly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't wake up. Yeah, I'm not buying it. This lady's a creep.
That lady
tortures cats.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Fuck her. She can be a bitch.
You tell her.
Idiot.
Cornell. All
right.
She can be a bitch idiot.
All right. This one's interesting. There.
Go on.
Well, it says. First off, it says there is was, so we don't know if it is or was. There
quality work,
is,
quality work from Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Or was a zebra in Hawaii with golden stripes instead of black due to a pigmentation abnormality called partial albinism.
Cool.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Gold stripe zebra.
I didn't know partial albinism was a thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always a drawing. I don't know what I think I'm going to see.
These are all gold related. I don't know why.
It's gold day.
Ripley's loves gold. Gold member reference.
Oh yeah, the best one of the trilogy.
Yes, exactly. A blunt and a blintz.
How about a smoking a pancake?
The golden wheel spider found in the Namib Desert has
rolls around like a wheel to escape its predators.
Down sand dunes, okay. All right. Someone has been reading ahead.
Spider expert here.
That's kind of cool. They do cartwheels.
Yeah. I've seen video of it. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. All right. So here's the last one. This one's really cool. Mount Erebus, an active volcano in Antarctica. Mount Erebus, an active volcano in Antarctica, is spewing roughly 80 grams of gold daily.
Whoa, 80 grams. How many grams are in an ounce?
3.5. No.
Really?
Wait, no, that's 3.5
oh,
ounces.
Oh, you might be right.
In an eighth.
Oh, okay. So 14.
No, yeah. And
or 6.
3.5 grams in an eighth of an ounce. So
well,
3
that would
and
be 14,
half,
but
3.5 times 8?
Oh, 28.
Yeah.
I was multiplying by 4.
Yes, 28. Exactly. 28 grams. So it's
so weird. It doesn't seem right. You know, 28 grams in an ounce.
It doesn't.
But it's got to be right. I don't know the answer, but
I just know from no reason.
I just know 16 ounces. Yeah,
exactly. I don't know. I don't know how I know that. I don't know. Just something I remembered from math class, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Math and science. They're always
algebra.
They're always breaking ounces up
into eighths. Yeah.
In eighths, in Ziploc bags, and then that's how you got a grade. And so anyway, that's a lot of gold. 80, that's almost 3 ounces. That's over
Yeah, it's just under 3 ounces.
It's a lot of money. Have you ever gone panning for gold or?
No, I was not part of the gold rush, Logan.
I've looked into panning today, like not today, but like
yeah,
modern times. And there's a place you can go and pan, but
is it lucrative?
I haven't gone yet. I don't know. I think probably not, but you could probably, there's a chance you could find like a big piece of gold.
Yeah.
But it's usually like almost microscopic sand granules of gold.
Right.
And then you put them in like a tiny jar and, oh, look, I got $30 worth of gold.
Yeah.
Traveling out here.
Yeah, I mean.
But I might, I eventually, when I have time and I feel like it and money, I do want to. I think I'm going to go by myself first and see if it's fun. If it's fun, I'll go bring people, you know,
pan for gold.
Yeah. Cause there's a river near here, like an hour away or something
that
you're, I think you're allowed to go pan for gold.
The Kern River.
I don't remember.
There's river. I've been to rivers before where you can see gold in the, you know, the fine gravel of the river. You can see little flecks, you know, because it's pretty shiny. I don't know if you know that about gold. So you can see it, but you don't, you're not finding a nugget. You're not finding a fat nug.
Well, where is this river you speak of?
By Bakersfield.
Oh.
You know, one of the richest
pretty far.
Cities in the country because of all the gold in their rivers. But I don't know if there's gold there. I don't know. I don't remember where I saw the gold, but it was somewhere. There's also fool's gold. You got to look out for that shit. Pyrite.
Yeah. But if you can see little specks in it, is that legit gold? Then, maybe I'll go there instead of that other river. Cause that can add up real fast.
I don't think it can. I've been to, Gold Country, not to brag. But Grass Valley area, Auburn around there, and you can go to like old mills like the John Sutter Mill where gold was first discovered in California. I learned from my daughter who learned it in school last year. And you can buy souvenirs and they have like little jars this big with like gold flakes in them, and they're like $5.
Oh.
Yeah, because I really think the flakes are not adding up. It's not some weight. I don't know how many of those flakes you'd need. It's also in like a water or some sort of solution. So maybe it's like how they keep it less dense. But I think it takes a lot of fucking gold to make it worth your while.
A lot of little specks.
A lot of little specks. Yeah. But, you know, back in the day when they're finding things that are like as big as a fucking monster truck, you know, fat ass nug like that, a dank nug that's fat. that was worth money. I don't know if that's news for anybody, but big gold worth big money.
Well, I'm still going to try it at some point before I die, unless I die first. I guess that goes for anything. I always got to qualify. You never know.
You never know?
Death's going to come for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to fly to Jupiter unless I die first. Then I didn't get there.
That's a good goal. Good for you.
Thank you.
You got to shoot for the stars or Jupiter.
Not
if
even
you don't
close
make
to
it,
a star.
You'll land on the moon.
That'd be a real big missed shot. I just hit the moon. I didn't even get like, what, probably a millionth of the way there.
Well, whatever. That's what they say. Shoot for the stars, and if you land on the moon,
you're
still
for the moon, and if you miss, you'll be amongst the stars.
Well, that's not how that works. The stars are way further out there.
They're very far, unless you go to the sun.
Well, that's way further than the moon, too.
Right, but it's the closest star. And you definitely don't want to.
I'm the very closest star.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Should have said you are.
Guess what? New spot on my Mount Rushmore just opened up, and because coming soon. Logan.
That's my pose for
Leistikow. The L dog. I was just going to say the L dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Should we do comics?
Let's do it, baby. I won last time, so I'm going to go foist. That means first. I won with Savage Chicken.
Yeah, goddamn, Savage Chicken's good.
It's three panels. This is a great one, by the way, so get ready. Get your funny bone ready. Start rubbing on that funny bone. First panels. What?
All right, never mind. Go ahead.
Keep stroking that funny bone. Three panels. First panel. Chicken is putting his little kid to bed, and the kid's under the covers. And he looks scared, and he says, "I'm afraid of monsters." And the dad says, "I'm afraid of being stuck in a job I hate." Third panel. Lucky for you, monsters aren't real. Oh, I thought it was funny. Oof. Maybe the delivery was bad. I don't know.
Oof. For you.
Or maybe Cornell's holding in a laugh when he should have laughed.
No, I just...
because he's a cheater.
It's just didn't have a great punch. It wasn't a surprise at the third one. It was just kind of a... uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, so mine is F minus by Tony Carrillo. And it's one panel, and it's these two guys standing. They're in a hot air balloon way high up above the earth, right?
Okay.
Looking down. And one guy's saying to the other, "Let's look on the bright side. The bird's eye view plan worked. We found the car. And then we drifted several miles away from it."
I like mine better.
I refuse to like yours better. It wasn't that good. I think maybe it's a deadlock.
Damn it.
I think we got to bring them back again next time.
All right. Should we bring the same ones?
The same ones. Right. F minus versus Savage Chicken. You have to tune in next week to find out which one works better.
That's right. Until then, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.